Up the repeater, but you have no audio at all. ND7J.
I think that's some tropospheric ducting coming in. It's been doing it for quite a while. I'm sitting out here at Clemson Eye Clinic waiting on Bernice to get her eyes examined. This is N0TR. Back to you, or else you got a phone call. It's N0TR listening. TR. Hey, old folks, bouncing a lot of signals down underneath of it, I think, there this morning, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. That whoever that was trying to get in there, I could hear them keying up the repeater, but their audio sounded like they were talking without a radio from Florida or something. I don't know. But and then I pulled underneath the canopy. I heard you just as I pulled underneath the big metal canopy.
And that's kind of detrimental to RF. How you doing today? Working or staying home?
Nope, I'm home today. I had to go and get some blood drawn. I got a doctor's physical appointment on Monday, so they had me draw some blood today, and then I stopped off at Ingles and picked up a couple of items, and I did a propane tank exchange. Because I'm down to about two tanks. I like to have two or three on hand all the time.
They're talking about long term the possibility of an ice storm coming up here in the next week or so, Bob, so that's probably a good idea to have that.
And my new generator, I mean, I'm pretty well situated. I can, my generator will actually run my oven, but I don't really see the need to use it. If we got a power outage, my generator runs everything, and I usually will cook on the grill. And I can also use these tanks if I absolutely had to. I could use these tanks to run my fireplace, my little gas log in the living room. But with the outdoor furnace and the generator and everything, I'm pretty well set if the power goes out.
That's good. I've been thinking about filling my big propane tank, but it's still at 60%, so it's 325-gallon tank, so I think that equates to about 190 left, so I'm not worried about it. What kind of new generating system did you get, Bob?
Per se, I have to go out and manually start it and manually flip the two breakers in the box, but it's 15,000, and it's a 50 amp, 15,000. It's a monster.
That's good. I thought I heard a break in there. It was a full quieting signal, anyways. That's a nice size one, Bob. Ours is 21 kilowatts, but they make a 22 now, even in the Generac. But that'll do you just fine up in that area. That sounds great. Good planning, especially up there. You're in a different world up there, about 2,500 feet. If there's a break, I'll leave a little space here, and if not, take it, Bob. This is N0TR.
Not even they're trying, but anyway. Yeah, the 15,000, the 15K, it'll do the job. It runs the well, it runs the furnace, here's the blower on the furnace, which is all I need. I can fire up my wood furnace outside, and that gives me heat and hot water, and You know, so between that and I can run my well, I can run the whole house, I can even run my radio room and my amplifier. It works out good. And it is gasoline powered. However, it does pretty good. And we actually, the last two weeks, I've had to start it up two times for power outages out here. The wind came one day, and then a couple of days, actually, two or three days, we've had to power it up and run it for 3 or 4 hours.
Standing, Bob. Well, yeah, you can always have some gasoline on hand. Even thinking down the line, you know, a person could have one of those siphoning hoses from, or even a siphoning pump from Harbor Freight. That way, if push come to shove and there was an ice storm, you could always siphon it out of the gas tank in the automobiles.
Well, I've got a 25-gallon drum behind the building that the generator's in. And I've got a line that runs right to the generator, and there's also a spout on there. So I draw my gasoline for my lawnmower, all my gas powered everything. I draw it off that tank, and the generator will run off that tank as well. And then I just add gas to that, so I'm constantly rotating it through there, so to speak. So it stays fresh, and I put the stay bill in there, and it does pretty good. 25 gallons. We'll run that generator for, oh my God, a long time. A long time.
TR, I heard the idea go off. Yeah, well, Bob, especially if you monitor your load where you're not drawing a whole lot. As long as you got power for the radio room, you know, the wife and kid can do without heat.
Forget that. So. Well, I'm in the driveway here. I'll pass this along. I assembled my second three-element, six-meter beam yesterday. I got all the boom drilled and all the elements cut to size, and it's all assembled. I've still got work to do on it yet, but it's probably 70% done. So I got that done, and I'll be pulling the current three-element, six-meter beam down, and I'm going to stack two of them about 12 feet apart. And see if I can do a little better on 6 meters this spring. So that's what I'm going to be working on today, and I worked on that yesterday a little bit. So that's about it, Tom. I'm going to say 73, say hello to Bernice. I'm going to scoot into the house here and probably make me some breakfast.
I got cheated this morning. All I had was cereal with bananas. I talked to Phil on the way to work when he was going to school this morning, and I enjoyed that and enjoyed visiting with you, especially on a day like this. 6 meters might just be hopping today with this ducting going on, so you might check it. Have a good day, Bob. Say hi to wife and son, and we'll talk to you down the line. ND7J and 0TR73.
Say hello to Bernice, and you guys have a great day. Probably catch you again. November Delta 7 Japan, I'm clear to RT 73.